and head coach like he has with his.
All right, so there's former NFL exec and current analyst Lewis Riddick, Grady, talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and, of course, quarterback Nick Foles. And, you know, really making a mention that unless the Eagles, you know, get a heck of an offer, they are not going to do anything with Nick Foles. Now, a report I read yesterday suggested that if they don't get better than what the Eagles got for Sam Bradford, which is a first and a fourth round draft pick, they're not going to move Nick Foles. So, for the rest of the NFC, get ready. It's going to be a tough year next year. Now, yeah, that was the only Eagles thing relationally I could find here on our little ABC Sports call. Joining us here on our five-star telecom talk and text line from a different Eagles, our own University of Wisconsin Lacrosse's Eagles, is head coach Mike Schmidt. Yep. Coach Schmidt, I wish I could put Nick Foles on your team for you because, you know, I think that'd probably help you win the conference next year. But for what it's worth, you're going to be coming into the season with some pretty cool recruits. Let's start right there. There's a lot of listeners, Coach, that are very interested to hear what you have got going on so far this recruiting period.
Yeah, we've had an awesome year recruiting. It's really been a lot of fun. And we've had, you know, what's been really cool is we've had some of the local flavor that's been interested in our place and some of the best local players that are around. And so we're pretty thrilled to have those guys. We're pretty thrilled to have a lot of guys from all over state. We have the most Wisconsin All-Star game kids that are going to be playing and participating in the senior All-Star game. We have the most committed to our place out of any school, any school. So our recruiting class is filled with, I think it's 12 big school All-Star game kids, and I think 7 small school All-Star game kids. So we're bringing in literally some of the best kids in the state, and some of those guys that will be here. So we're pretty thrilled about those guys. I think, you know, one guy that we can talk about now at this point in the local area that we're just so thrilled to get is Ryan Byrne out of West Salem, and we're totally thrilled to get him. What a great playmaker he is! We're going to keep the football in his hand and keep him on the offensive side of the football, and then obviously, you know, I told him this in recruiting that we're going to recruit you as a football player and a kicker, who also happens to be a kicker. So, that's pretty fun.
We got a little Randall Cunningham action there, huh? I mean, you know, just because you know
he's a freak show. He's the man, amazing. You know, and that's what I told him too. I'm like, I'm not recruiting you as a kicker. I'm recruiting you as a football player who happens to kick.
Yeah,
like, that's, you know, so he's going to also be, you know, he's going to be in contention to be a kicker too, but. You know, we're first and foremost recruiting him as a football player, so that's a big one. We're really thrilled to get Ryan, and it's a great player from our area.
So obviously, your two quarterbacks are going to be gone. Obviously, Yagi and both him and Drew David both going to be gone. So it's I mean, they're open competition here for this job. You kind of have an idea who's going to be the quarterback next year. How's this all looking right now?
Yep, so we lose those two great players, and we get another great player that's going to be in. And really, it's Ben Schramsky who started the game for us in 2016. He sat out this past year to save that year of eligibility.
Nice.
He's back. He'll be with us. He's going to come in. It's going to be his job to lose. He knows that. The other guys know that. That's kind of where it stands right now. We're pretty happy about the development of Jack Dwyer, who came along. He's playing on our baseball team, actually, here in about 3 hours up in the Twin Cities. But has developed really well, first team All-State quarterback that we recruited in our first class here. And then we got a great transfer come in. His name's Jack Connolly. He was the backup at Minnesota Duluth this past year. So it's going to be a fun competition in there. And then, you know, really over the last couple of weeks, we landed a great recruit out of the Chicagoland area. He was the Daily Herald Player of the Year, which is the newspaper in the suburbs there. So we got a Chicagoland Offensive Player of the Year. Who had multiple scholarship offers and decided to join us here out of Lake Zurich. So I think we're pretty thrilled about that spot. We feel pretty good about it, not just for this year, but really for the next 4 years coming down the road.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Again, we are on with the head coach of the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse Eagles football team, Mike Schmidt. Now, Coach Schmidt, you guys are coming off an 8-2 season last year, and that was your best record in over a decade, I believe since 2006, when you were, again, a player on this football team. Scrady earlier this morning has kind of thought you may, and this was just a, you know, an initial gut reaction, you may actually go undefeated this season. Is that too bullish, or are we sort of picking up on the momentum and the energy that you guys were putting down last year? And, you know, maybe we're not too far off. Maybe Scrady's right. You guys go undefeated this year.
Yeah, I think that that's always such a hard thing to do, just in general, right? Go undefeated in anything. I mean, it's just so hard to do that. But I mean, for us, we would fully anticipate that we're going to win every game next year. I mean, I don't think that that's too bullish at all. I mean, the standard has been raised, the talent level has been raised. It's really going to be a fun couple of years here, and including next year. We have a really small senior class next year. I think there's only 11 in the class, and so we're still going to be a really young team, but I think we're really good, and so I think that we should be an opportunity to win every single game. Shoot, last year we should have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, we lose by 7 points at Whitewater in the driving rain, and lose where we have a lead in the second half against Oshkosh. So I don't think there's any team on our schedule that we look and say, you know, not too excited about that one. Don't know if we can pull that one out. There's a lot of tough games on our schedule, including our second week matchup. We travel down to Illinois Wesleyan, and we will be playing down there. They're a top 15 team in the country, so we add a really tough team in non-conference play too. So we fully expect to be 10-0 next year, and I think at this time of the year, if you don't, then you should quit coaching. So I mean, you should be pretty excited about what's happening.
I love that. And Coach Schmidt, we wanted to ask you real quick here too about the combine here. Do you guys run anything like that at UWL, and how much just physical, you know, what a guy does off the field, can that affect what he does on the field? I mean, how big of a deal is that?
You know what? We have a really interesting thing working. We've been working with Bill Kramer, who actually runs his own lab at Ohio State University. He's a UWL football alum. He's like the foremost name in analytics, in strength and conditioning testing and analytics. Based off of that, there's a formula that you can plug. There's an algorithm that you can plug guys' testing numbers into. He's developed it. It's patented. It was bought by Microsoft. We're using it here to test out our guys and see where our overall talent level is. You know, I think that there's a lot of baseline work to do within that. And that's what those guys are looking at. They're plugging those numbers into algorithms. He told me this, Bill Kramer told me from Ohio State last year. He told me in August or the first week in September, he said, you wait and see, the Nebraska football staff's going to get fired because they won't win any games. They only have 3 NFL players on their roster based off the analytics.
Wow.
They go 4-8 or whatever and don't have a very good year and get fired.
Wow.
He's just like, their talent level's just not there. You can see it. There's a baseline for every division that he has within that. So even at our level, we're looking at that and using those kinds of things in testing. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot that you can do to do really well at those tests. That's why you see all these guys get hurt early on in their careers, because they spend 4 or 5 months training just for tests.
Right.
And that doesn't really necessarily get you ready for injury prevention. It doesn't really necessarily get you ready to play football. And so there's a fine line between getting ready for those tests and fitting into that algorithm, especially if a guy's trying to get bread and make it in the league.
Yep.
But at the same time, you got to be preparing as a football player too. So I think we take those exact same things here and to a pretty advanced level that I don't think most people even really think about.
Wow, I tell you what, every time we talk about stuff like this, Coach Schmidt, I'm more and more assured that not only A, is University of Wisconsin-La Crosse probably the best school in the region for just this, but B, you are the right guy for this job. Coach Schmidt, pleasure talking to you as always, my friend. We got to go, but we are going to be looking forward to some spring practice coming up. I know it seems counterintuitive, snow on the ground, but it's almost here. It's almost time. Thanks again for being with us. Really appreciate it.
2.5 weeks. We'll see you guys out there. Thanks, guys.
Love it. See you, Coach.